Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
More like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
The people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Piss and People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday.
Come on now, talk to me now. It's February 15th. It's the day after Valentine's Day.
It's payday for some people.
Yes, payday for us.
Some people, and a lot of people like to say this is National Side Chick Day. Let me tell you, brother, something. You're stupid if today is National Side Chick Day because everybody knows it's National Side Chick Day. So that BS excuse you about to give your lady, you know what I'm saying, to go do some BS, it's not even worth it, okay? So what I want to know is what did you do for your woman, Envy?
I told you yesterday that my daughters are really into Valentine's now. So we really didn't go out, so we just spent a family day. We watched a bunch of movies at the house, some cartoons, and we kind of had Valentine's at the house with the babies and my wife. And this weekend, I'm actually going to North Carolina for All-Star with the wife, so we'll enjoy more of just us time alone. But last night was all about the kids, my Madison, Logan, Brooklyn, Jackson, London. We just really just had a Valentine's Day dinner, and we made heart cupcakes and... You just had a good time with the family.
What'd you get done, you?
Well, my boyfriend
doesn't... What'd you get
done? Yeah, what'd I get done?
Yeah, what'd you get done?
My boyfriend doesn't live here, but I got some nice deliveries to the house.
Okay.
What about you?
What about you, yeah?
Man, I didn't do nothing either. I sent flowers. I sent a dozen pink roses to my daughter because she likes the color pink, and I sent a dozen pink roses to my other daughter and 18 red roses for my wife, and that was
Do you send it or do you just bring it home?
Nah, I got it delivered because I wasn't home for a good part of the day yesterday. And then, you know, the ultimate gift is edge restoration. So I got my wife some, she's going to be doing edge restoration surgery.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a surgery, but
don't they have good creams you can use for edge restoration?
I don't know. I just know that she's doing
some Jamaican castor oil.
She's doing some appointments with Dr. Sandy. Dr. Sandy can come up here and talk to people about their edge restoration.
They could also do a shot. I think it's like cortisone or something. They do a shot.
Because after you have kids sometime, you know, you lose your edges a little bit. Mm. So I just thought that was a great gift for Valentine's
Day. Did she get you edges too?
No.
He got to get a full surgery.
I'm still debating on whether or not I'm going to get my edge restoration. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need edge restoration. You need more than that.
A hairline. That's edge restoration. Men ain't got no edges. You seen the hairline?
You can't just have a hairline. You got to have more than that. It's not just...
I got everything else. I got all the other structure. I got the structure on the side, in the back. I don't even have no bald spot in the back. It's just in the front. I look like RoboCop with his mask off. That's all.
Okay. Mm.
Well, you know they're tattooing that now. I see a lot of people tattooing
it. I ain't doing that because I may not want it to be permanent. You know what I'm saying? I want it to be as natural and organic as possible. If they got to use my butt hair to put on my hairline.
Your butt hair? You got hair on your butt?
Yeah, you don't?
No.
You don't have no hair in your butt?
He's got a check.
In the crack, on the butt.
That's what I'm talking about.
You gonna use the hair in your crack to put it in?
Isn't that what they use?
I don't know.
I thought that's what they use.
Yo, you just be making things up, man. I don't think they use
it. I thought they use your butt hair for
that. No, I don't think they use your damn butt hair, man.
I was just trying to see how fast I can get the butts this morning. That's all. What's happening? Good morning. We here at the Breakfast Club,
baby.
Oh,
my goodness. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, imagine you're getting attacked by a mountain lion and you have to save yourself, would tell you somebody who actually did just that.
Well, stay your ass out the mountains and that won't happen.
All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, wait. Stop. We got to bring this back. You know, this is Cardi B. She released a record last night.
Okay.
Cardi B featuring Bruno Mars. It's called Please Me.
Cardi B.
Our Cardi B. We're going to play it every hour on the hour.
I'm glad because I haven't heard it yet.
This record is crazy to me. It's crazy. Let's play it. Turn it up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's your season. Just keep having fun, Cardi. That's the most important thing. Have fun. Enjoy motherhood. Enjoy being a wife. Enjoy being a star. And it'll reflect in music. That's a great radio record. Some people don't make records for radio anymore.
That's a great record.
That's a smash for the radio.
It is. All right, shout out to
Cardi
B.
That's a nice Friday All-Star Weekend song for us.
That's a great Valentine's Day record. Mm-hmm. Hey, please! All right. Let's get into some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
All right, well, let's start off with this runner in Travis Kaufman in Fort Collins, Colorado. He went for a run near Fort Collins, and he's 31 years old. He actually moved near there to have a more active outdoor lifestyle, and that's when he was surprise ambushed by a mountain lion and had to fight for his life. Here's what he had to say.
It was going toward my face, so I threw up my hands to kind of block my face, at which point it grabbed onto my hand and wrist. From there, it started to claw at my face and neck, and that's when kind of my fear response turned into more of a fight response. I tried to throw it off me at that point, and then we took a little tumble down the south side of the trail. Down there, just kind of had a little wrestling match, at which point I was able to get on top of it, and I was able to kind of shift my weight and get a foot on its neck.
I have to see where he was before I say he was surprised ambushed, because if he was in that animal's territory, that wasn't no surprise ambush.
I don't think that is. Well, first of all, there's a lot of people that run in that area.
Yeah. Really?
So, yeah, he actually had to run another 3 miles after that to catch up with another runner, and then they caught up with two other people who gave him a ride to the hospital.
So why ain't no signs that say mountain lions could be potentially attacking people here?
I'm sure there are signs.
They're not going to have people just running through any old trail if they know that it's a threat of mountain lions?
Well, most of the trails are through the woods, and in the woods, you never know what you see. Like, I see people doing running, and there's bears and all types of things.
I feel like he went off the beaten path a little bit.
He was on the trail.
The mountain lion was like, what's popping?
No, he was running along the trail, because it's not like the mountain lions is like, I'm not going to go on the trail.
The mountain lions is just mountain lion. They're just chilling.
They go where they go.
That's true. And the mountain lions have every right to be on that trail. They was here first.
Right. All right. Well, he ended up killing the mountain lion. So then he ended up getting 19 stitches on his cheeks, 6 along the bridge of his nose, and another 3 in his wrist. And then they had to give him antibiotics. They said the mountain lion was about 4 to 5 months old and weighed between 35 and 40 pounds.
He killed the mountain lion with his bare hands?
Yes, choked him to death.
He need to be in the MMA then. What the hell is he doing running?
And he said the adrenaline just kicked in.
Wasting your talents, bro.
And that's what happened. All right, you know the government shutdown could have potentially been today, but they did approve a deal to avoid having the government shut down. But Donald Trump is saying he's going to sign a border security bill and also declare a national emergency to get those funds to build the wall that he wants. So we shall see what happens.
I thought they voted on border security last night, though. I thought the House voted it through last night.
Yeah, they did, but he's still going to do a national emergency to try to get those funds to build the wall. So there's no government shutdown today.
Yeah.
Because he did sign, but he is still trying to make sure he gets those funds to build the wall.
I'm confused about this, though, because the Democrats have the House, if I'm not mistaken. So that means the Democrats voted on the wall?
No. He signed up. They not doing the wall. That's why he has to do a national emergency in order to try to get those funds.
So what's the border security bill they passed last night?
Well, right now...
Tighter security. Yeah. No wall.
It has nothing to do with funds for the wall.
Right.
So it's like coming to a compromise. But now in order for him to try to get the money for the wall, he wants to declare a national emergency in order to do that. Mm. So there you have it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Maybe your Valentine's was horrible last night. Maybe you had a horrible night, horrible morning. Or maybe you had something great. Maybe you were lonely last night.
Jesus Christ, all of that sounds bad. Why can't people have had a great time last night and want
to
get that off?
I'm about to get that to that,
my
too.
Gosh.
I'm
going
to say, well, maybe you had a great night and
what
you want to spread some positivity.
You
oh, you say me? When you created the single woman's poem or whatever that poem is that you created?
Single woman's prayer, an affirmation to pray for the best? To pray for a man to come into your life? How dare you say that was negative?
The women out there didn't like it.
Prayer is negative. Never. Not in the women in my timeline. Women in my timeline was like, I need to learn that verbatim. Where do you find that at? Somebody, all through my timeline yesterday, is that the one Sierra used?
Sierra used?
Yes. That's a fact.
My goodness. All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Breakfast Club.
No. Leave me alone. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, the only reason we're talking right now is because our phones were broke up until about 30 seconds ago.
That's right.
They just came back on.
And they scared to take live calls because they don't know what y'all might say.
Certain people call that period curse.
Yeah, so curse or something like that.
But
we do take live calls. It's just a little delay. It's a little delay to make sure that if you curse.
Let's take one, man. Let's roll the dice real quick. Come on, man.
You know about that life.
Let's roll the dice real quick.
Just one. Come on. We can dump one. Come on, we can dump one.
Oh, my gosh.
We
got one. You be letting him gas you all the time, Envy. all the time.
Tell me why you mad, son.
All right, let's do it. Come on. I know the first person. I know this person.
Who's this?
Trav. You better not curse, Trav.
Trav, listen to this. You're live.
Trav?
Yo, what's up?
Trav, listen to this.
You are live, Trav.
Hi, Travy.
You're live. This is not a pre-tape. You're live.
So do not curse, Trav.
I'm not going to curse. What's up, Star?
Hey, sis.
Now get it off your chest, Trav.
It's your opportunity to get us fined.
Now, listen, I just want y'all to drop one of the clues bombs for all the single ladies yesterday that didn't have a man. Now, just think about all the people that was in relationships that was super sad yesterday, mm-hmm. that had nothing going on because their man was out there being dogs to them. So just think about those women. And just dropping the clues bombs for y'all. Y'all made it to another Valentine's Day being single.
And I gave them the single woman's prayer yesterday, Trav, that they can say over and over and over, and eventually that man they want will come into their life.
Yeah, you're right. How was our Valentine's Day?
None of my single girls felt depressed. Everybody was having a good day.
Maybe not to you, but boy, when they was home last night, that fetal position.
I just think about one of my homegirls is going through a divorce right now, and she's so happy. Like, she was so happy yesterday.
Did you check on your strong friend yesterday?
Yeah, I talked to her yesterday. Okay. And listen, we've been talking damn near every day, but she actually sounds a lot happier than she did when she was married. I'm not going to lie.
I will say, though, man.
I do want to let everybody know that I am not Charlamagne's secret gay lover. I don't know why I keep being accused of that.
Don't lie, Trav.
You're no secret, Trav.
You're going to stop lying.
Trav, you're no secret.
You're no secret, Trav.
First of all, this is the first I'm hearing of this. Where is this rumor?
Not me. I started the rumor last week.
Where's this at? Lipstick Alley? Where's this bitch?
I can literally screenshot you the DMs of people accusing me of being your secret gay lover.
Charlamagne over here sweating.
Why would y'all think I would have a secret gay lover?
I know you're out.
See, now, if we would have had that 8-second delay, that never would have made it onto the air.
Yes, it would have.
Once you get that hairline, Charlamagne, I might be at you.
Trav.
Won't you put your butt here on your head?
I'm a happily married man. Please stop disrespecting my union, okay?
Bye, y'all.
All right, bye, Trav.
Disrespecting my union with my beautiful queen talking this nonsense.
You know how many Travs are going to come at you once you put your butt hair on your head?
And I'm going to tell every single one of them I'm married, and I hope they would respect that. That's why I don't understand this whole National Side Chick Day thing. This can't be National Side Chick Day. First of all, black men don't cheat.
Correct.
All right? Number one, we have changed the narrative. We are all faithful out here in these streets, and you got to be a damn fool to cheat on a day that everybody knows you potentially could be cheating. It's National Side Chick Day. Why would you even partake in something like that?
Well, get it off your chest is next. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
And since you guys are part of the Black Men Don't Cheat, we have the whole Black Women Don't Forgive movement going on also. So that's why
ridiculous.
Y'all can't cheat.
So you're going to do what
that's
God...
That's why y'all can't cheat. You don't cheat anyway,
Black women should be a reflection of God. We all should be a reflection of God. So what kind of question is that to say Black women don't forgive?
Because God forgives.
God forgives.
Black women don't forgive cheating.
Man, stop it.
So since y'all don't cheat, it doesn't matter.
That's devilish nonsense.
That's God forgives.
If black men don't cheat, what difference does it make?
I don't even like that
saying. There's nothing to forgive.
We should always forgive. God forgives. Okay, we're reflections of a higher power here now.
Well, then there never should have been any cheating going on in the first place.
Black women don't forgive. How dare you speak
God on... God would never cheat.
How dare you speak on black women like that?
He's had that conversation before.
I'm just saying, how dare you speak on black women like that? Black women are reflections of God. Mm-hmm. So if God forgives, we know black women do.
Does God cheat?
Black women don't forgive. That's your Asian side saying that.
My goodness. All right.
Black woman side didn't say that.
All right. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Angela.
Hey.
Angela.
Hey, good morning, Mama. Get it
Different
off your
Angela.
Chest.
Good morning, Breakfast Club. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I've been trying to call forever.
Good morning.
I had a very, very good Valentine's yesterday. What's so good about it? Well, Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Charlamagne has, his opinion has changed. He's become a kinder man, a gentler man.
Where was this?
A lot better.
Thank you, baby.
Was your Valentine by yourself?
First of all, don't stop. I appreciate you appreciating my growth. Thank you.
Was your Valentine by yourself, Mama?
Yes, it was, honey. And I'm single. I'm very happily single. Like Angela says, nothing wrong with being independent, happy, single.
Right.
You don't need another person to define your life.
You could be happy and single or miserable in a relationship. You can. It's possible.
I played Cupid. I told all the men how to be passionate to their women because they were all stupid and didn't know what to do.
Like, give us some examples.
You know, I'm going to buy her a flower, or I'm going to buy her a coffee cup. I said, no, give her something that's going to give her a memory the rest of her life. When she sees it, she's going to know it was from you. No, I'll take her out to supper, and then it's over.
Although memories last forever.
Supper. All right, well, thank you.
Put the pedals all the way to the bedroom. Put a note. Meet me in the bedroom. Do, you know, passionate things.
Well, I'm glad you had a great Valentine's, all right?
Yeah, you too, Charlamagne. I'm glad that you're succeeding in your endeavors. I've been watching you.
Thank you very much, baby.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Angela. You're very cute. Yeah, me and you have the same name. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Angela.
Yeah, she is.
I'm telling you,
talk over me, right?
The greatest
about me.
The greatest compliment that you can give a person is that you recognize their growth. I appreciate that.
She was talking to me, Angel.
She was.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I just want to say you guys put on the greatest Valentine's Day show ever. Every year, drop a bomb for you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Are you in a relationship?
What do you enjoy about it,
oh, yeah,
sir?
I'm married. I love it. I love everything about Valentine's Day.
What do you enjoy about our Valentine's Day shows?
Oh, everything. Everything. The way it used to be a lot better before when you used to shame the single ladies, but I think you progressed a little bit. And then,
why do you like that?
Great. Because it's funny.
Yeah, I just want to change the narrative. Like, I decided yesterday to give the single women a single woman's prayer because I believe that I believe in the law of attraction. So, you know, I want them to speak the things they want into their life.
Why do you like shaming single women, sir?
No. I didn't say I like that. I just thought it was funny.
You just like hearing it.
Oh, my gosh.
I tried to call yesterday, but I couldn't. So, drop another bomb from a beautiful white queen at home. And then,
you got you a beautiful Nubian white queen?
You said you're a white queen?
A beautiful white queen.
Okay.
Yes, Charlamagne, why are you always talking about Tupac?
Why am I talking about Tupac?
Every time there's something going on, you always reflect back to Tupac. Like last week when Game did the whole thing, when he was talking about I forgot who, and then you came back with Tupac sleeping with Faith saying you called him corny.
Well, because I use Tupac for hip-hop historical context. So it's like, yo, if you think that Game is corny for talking about sleeping with somebody's wife, then we got to look back at what Tupac said about sleeping with somebody's wife, right?
Yeah, but you guys tiptoe around Hope all the time. Like, you guys never say Hope is corny, and he even left condoms in baby feet.
We do say that was corny. That was OD corny.
And
when
he ended
Hope
up apologizing.
And he apologized for that.
I know, but I'm still. I did bring that up. Sometimes.
Angel. Okay. Angel.
I'm going to say, hey.
You done?
Have a great weekend, bro.
No, wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Big chocolate, the toast sucker.
Hello, what's up, gang? How we doing this morning?
We are, right, Lord. Bro.
Hello.
Two quick things. One, I want to say God bless to my mom. She hasn't been feeling well lately, so say a little prayer for everybody, okay?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Prayers for your mom.
Last night,
yeah,
man.
Thank you. Two, in relation to this, in regards to this Cardi B and Bruno Mars song, Please Me, Baby, it kind of sounds like Trav and Charlamagne's song in the bedroom. Bend over, baby.
That sounds cute.
A little to the left, baby.
Oh.
Charlamagne likes that. I think you turned him on.
Like that, Charlamagne?
Nah.
What you think, Ange?
Yeah, it sounds cute.
I'm about to check on your mom, man. Make sure she's all right. Send her some soup
or
something.
His mom is sick. Be nice.
I'm going to send her some soup or something.
I hope she feels better. All right,
all right, big chocolate, man. You have a good weekend,
I'm
gonna
man. I'm going to blow on the spoon. Right, I'm going to blow on the soup before I put it in her mouth.
Whoa.
What is wrong with you?
I wanted to eat the hot soup.
Sick.
You wanted to burn her mouth.
What's wrong with you, man? The lady just said you evolved and you just went right down the drain.
I'm offering to take this man's wife some soup and you...
His mother is sick.
Yeah, his mother.
She's sick. You don't even know what's wrong.
You're going to take your spoon out and then blow on it and then put it in her mouth?
If the soup is too hot, you wouldn't blow on the soup?
Prayers to your mother. We're praying for
her. This guy's crazy. Lady just said you evolved. All right, well, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You got rumors on the way?
Yes, 21 Savage on Good Morning America. 21, this 21. Morning we have... What'd you say?
I said 21. 21.
Oh. 21 Savage on Good Morning America today will tell you some previews of what he's going to be talking about, how he was targeted. I'm also will tell you who's back in rehab.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk 21 Savage.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, yesterday, Good Morning America had Jussie Smollett on. This morning, they are going to have an interview with 21 Savage, his first interview since he was detained by ICE. Now, they have released a preview of what you can expect to see, and here it is.
What happened?
I don't even know. I was just driving, and I just seen guns and blue lights. And then I was in the back of a car, and I was gone.
They tell you you're under arrest?
They didn't say nothing. They just said, we got Savage.
Sounds like this was potentially something they set out to do, that this would have been targeted and not just a random traffic stop.
It was definitely targeted.
Drop on the clues bombs for the good brother, 21 Savage. I keep telling y'all, things happen to you so God can work through you, man. 21 is going to be the face of illegal immigration the way Meek Mill is for prison reform. Watch.
All right, now, speaking of 21 Savage, Demi Lovato has checked herself back into rehab, and they're saying that was shortly after people attacked her on social media for a post that she made about 21 Savage. They said she had been doing well with recovery after she left the rehab back in November, but now she's having more issues again, so she has admitted herself.
Black Twitter drove with a relapse?
I guess. I mean, I'm sure she was very fragile at the time, and people were coming for her life.
Jesus Christ.
When that happened. All right, Drake, he had a custom $400,000 OVO iPhone case made, and that's for the iPhone X, so I don't know if that's the best idea, because then when they get the new iPhone that comes out, trust me, I know. Remember I bought that Louis Vuitton case that was expensive? Now, it wasn't $400,000.
But you can't use it no more because the new phone came out?
Yeah, it's a new phone. It doesn't work on it.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, so that case that he got is 18-karat white gold and has more than 80 carats of white and blue diamonds.
Somebody had to gift that to him. I don't think he would have paid that much money for it. Yeah. Drake got bread, but I don't think
he placed the order.
Really?
Yeah, with Jason of Beverly Hills for that custom iPhone case. So that's... I mean,
don't he get like triple that for a show? Don't he make like $1.5
million? $400,000 is still a lot of money.
For a phone case?
Even if you have millions, that's still a lot of money.
You got tens of millions in the bank, hundreds of millions in the bank, probably a drop in the bucket.
Sure, but that's still a lot.
$400,000
is still a lot of money.
It sounds like he's acting his wage to me. A lot of money. Sound pretty light.
I guess he could still take the diamonds off of it and remake it into something else.
I mean, my daughter could have put crystals on there. It would have charged them $30, but...
Your daughter does that?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get some phone cases made.
All right,
DJ Khaled, he is going to be doing his summer cruise again. You know, he started the Summer Cruise Music Festival a couple of years ago.
Did he? I thought this was the first year.
No, he did it last year, I remember, because they... who was on it last year? I feel like the Migos were on it last year. I remember because they... they were trying to get different personalities to come on the boat ride as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did it back in 2017 with Future, Lil Wayne, and ASAP Rocky. Also, So anyway, this year he's back, and that one is a cruise that goes from Miami to the Bahamas and back. It leaves on June 28th. It comes back July 1st. And Cardi B and Post Malone are going to be headlining his summer cruise. So if you're interested in that, just giving you advanced information. They said guests will also have opportunities for meet and greets with the performers, parties with the stars, and even a discussion panel. So there's going to be comedy shows, pool parties, casino games, nighttime events, all of that. It's 18 and over. So,
hey, I'm so glad Khaled lost the weight so now people will feel safer on the boat, because it was concerns that he was going to cause the boat to sink last summer. So dropping the clues bombs for Khaled for looking out for people.
There was no concerns that the boat was going to sink.
And
man,
I think that's a very dope idea, because the Tom Joyner boat cruise has been so successful for so long. Mm-hmm. Eventually, somebody had to take that baton. Mm. So salute to Khaled.
But he's doing it older. He's doing newer.
Who?
He's doing newer, younger artists. Khaled.
Well, that's what I mean. Tom Joyner was doing younger artists 30 years ago, too. So I'm saying.
I thought it was always older artists.
So I'm saying, if somebody had to take the baton, that's all.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about something that happened that everyone has been, at first, it wasn't that public, but now everyone's talking about it, and this is about an inmate who was killed, and they're trying to figure out how.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Head to eBay this winter and make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee. Plus, free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Okay.
I like that song.
I like it, too.
All right.
Shout to Cardi B.
I like that.
Shout to Bruno Mars. All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, this situation happened on February 11th. Now, according to reports, this all went down at Green Correctional Facility.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Myrie is his name, and this inmate somehow ended up dead, and they're not sure what happened. Now, his brother wrote on social media, "This our brother, Anthony Myrie. We all knew him as Trey. I want this story to be given all the light possible on any major platform. Trey was currently being held at Green Correctional Facility on February 11, 2019, at approximately 11:16 a.m. He was on the phone with his wife, as he normally would be. During this phone call, he seemed stressed, like he didn't want to get off the phone. A short time after that, the correctional officers came to take Trey to what is known as the box. Around 2 p.m., she received a message from a family member of another inmate saying that Trey was taken to the box. A short time after, his wife called the prison to see why he was placed in the box. They told her he wasn't in the box, that he was in population. Then she received a call from the jail saying Trey was in critical condition, and then at 5:19 p.m., they called her back saying that he didn't make it. They then told her that they had sent his body to Albany Medical Center. She called them. They have no records of him ever being admitted. So where is his body? The jail is trying to buy time to cover this up. She then received other messages from family members of other inmates saying they believe Trey was seriously hurt by the COs.
Man.
So now this story hadn't gotten major attention, but a lot of people have been spreading the word about it now.
It's clearly some BS going on.
Exactly.
Like, that's obvious.
Absolutely.
Now his wife posted a picture of the two of them together and said, "February 11th, my husband took his last breath in Green Correctional Facility. I have so many unanswered questions. My heart and soul is dead. The only person that understands me, my soulmate, I don't know what happened to you. On my soul, as your wife, I will never rest until I have all the answers. Words can't explain how I feel. I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with you. I took a promise before God. My life, my heart is bleeding." All right, so we'll continue to update you. Cardi B was posting about this as well. So was Meek Mill. He said, "So no major news platform's going to cover this. His family can't find his body after they contacted his family, and he said he died in state custody. New York, speak up." So just putting that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Other things in New York, Amazon has canceled plans to build in New York. If you guys remember, they were building a new headquarters in New York, but they got a lot of backlash from members of the community. Now they said, "After much thought and deliberation, we've decided not to move forward with our plans to build a headquarters for Amazon in Long Island City, Queens."
I didn't get that. They were going to create 12,000 to 15,000 jobs. I know people were upset about the tax abatement.
More than 25,000 workers overtime.
Yeah, I mean, people were more concerned about the tax abatements, and they weren't going to be paying taxes for a long time. But I'm like, they're creating jobs. They're creating jobs. Who cares about the tax abatement? Yes, they want to create a business and start a business here. If not, they're just going to go to a small town and start it here. The fact that we could have got all those jobs here, I necessarily don't understand it. Maybe there's another backstory, but I would have gave the people the jobs.
Well, people were critical because they felt like longtime residents would be priced out of their homes. They said the deal would be bad for taxpayers and for the neighborhood. So, you know, of course, it's two different sides. Some people are celebrating that they're not bringing Amazon headquarters. Mm-hmm. Other people are upset about it because that deal could have been great for certain people. Obviously, a lot of jobs would have been created from that. All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, let's talk about B. Smith. Now, if people, I know a lot of people might not know who B. Smith is. Can you explain the whole story and what's going down? And I kind of want to open up the phone lines.
All right. Well, she's a restaurateur. She had a restaurant here in New York City. I know she had several different restaurants. Mm-hmm. And she was a fashion guru. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting Alzheimer's. She's about 70, almost 70 years old now. And her husband, Dan Gatsby, they've been married for 27 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's been taking a toll on him that he's had to spend a lot of time taking care of his wife, who has Alzheimer's. And so now he has a girlfriend. And his girlfriend actually lives there in the house with him. And with his wife.
Correct.
So, we had a conversation about this, and I think people were very passionate about this. Like, you feel like that's dead wrong.
Yeah, I think that's dead wrong, and let me explain. We have clips, we have audio. Well, here's audio of Dan Gatsby on B. Smith and his girlfriend.
I've been married 26 years. I've been with B 27 and a half years. Alex and I are now going on a year and a half being together. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. But I don't believe death do you part means that because you made a commitment, if the person is not there, that you should sit there and watch your life shrivel up. And that's why I am where I am today.
All right. Well, let me just give you my side. And, you know, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. I think it's dead wrong. I think it's foul. I don't think you should do that to your wife, your spouse. And I'm going to explain why. B. Smith created that restaurant business. She's a fashion icon. Well, some people look at her as a fashion icon. And she did sacrifices for the last 40, 50 years of her life. In 27 years where you were married, she sacrificed a lot. Like, we sacrificed a lot. I'm sure hours of not sleeping, missing important days, missing important birthdays, missing important things, and sacrificing her life to make sure in the end that your family was good. And she got dementia. And dealing with somebody with dementia is difficult. My mother-in-law has dementia, and even yesterday, she doesn't remember much short term. So she'll tell me a story 20 times in a row. The same story over and over and over and over and over again. And you know what? I sit there and I listen. Why? Because I know she doesn't know. But I know when she was okay, she took care of me. She took care of my wife. She took care of my kids. So that's the least I can do. So the fact that when she's in her worst state, you say, okay, I'm going to bring another girl in the house, in the same house that you guys lived in. And... that's foul. That's my opinion. That's foul to me.
I'm not mad at your opinion, but I can't judge that man. I don't know what I would do in that situation. He's taking care of her. He's living with her, but he still has desires. You know what I'm saying? He still has needs on a, I guess, emotional level and a sexual level.
So what would you do?
I don't know. That's not even a situation I won't even wrap my brain around. I pray for that.
There's
man.
No way I could bring another
I pray
female.
For that man, and I pray for her.
In my house with my wife that I've been living in for the last 27 years,
so
and now that she's 70 years old and she has dementia, I'm just gonna be like, all right, well, I'm gonna move on, and now my new chick is gonna live in the same house.
Well, can I present,
in the same kitchen?
So can you I present have, another side for
ahead,
you guys?
Go ahead,
yeah. So statistically, they say that 70% of people who have to care for someone who's a caregiver for somebody who has Alzheimer's ends up dying before that person because it takes so much of an emotional toll on you as a person having to deal with that. He is still taking care of her. He just wants to take care of his own well-being. And they said one of the main reasons is self-care. A lot of times we have to care for people. A lot of kids come home from school and they don't flourish in what it is they're doing because they want to take care of a sick parent.
You start giving more to that person than you are to yourself.
Right. So maybe emotionally it was important for him to have that support because he's not getting it from B. Smith anymore, even though that's his wife. That's not the person.
And they got some bread. They have enough money to get some help. He doesn't just have
to
be.
But a lot of people feel like they want to be there to make sure things are getting
done
properly.
You could be there, but you could pay for that help.
You're kind of contradicting yourself.
How?
I'm going to tell you why.
How?
You just gave all those reasons why he shouldn't do that, right? Because she built the business. And
correct.
She does, so why wouldn't he be the primary care?
He can. I mean,
Else to take care of this woman that did so much for me.
Me and my wife is the primary caregiver to my mother-in-law, but we also have help. But it's not the thing that's to help. The thing is, I brought another girlfriend in the house with my wife that where she lives. That
I
is
will say
crazy.
That he shouldn't have moved her in.
That is
I think
crazy.
That I would,
so it's okay
I would
for him to
fine.
Have another girlfriend. Just don't bring her in the house.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit like, that's a lot to have another woman. And or if you do that, I don't know about going public about it, but I guess these conversations they want to have because him and B. Smith did write a book.
They're taking
about
pictures
Alzheimer's,
with each other.
And she did want to write that book once she was diagnosed.
So what's your issue, Envy? Is the fact that he has the woman in the house or he has another girlfriend, period?
Both. Both. No, that is your wife. That is your wife. Death do you part. That is your wife. She sacrificed years to make that business so you're happy. And now when she's at her lowest, you're like, all right, I'm out. One, deuces. I think that's foul.
He's not out, though. He's not out.
He's not out, but he has another girl. Yeah, that's foul.
Hey, man.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? We'll talk about it. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I don't have a strong opinion on this. I can't judge that man.
Unless you're in that situation.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do in that situation. He's taking care of his wife. He's living with his wife, but he still has desires. And that woman he's with is probably keeping him alive. And keeping him alive is what's keeping B alive. So, I mean, I don't really have a strong opinion on it either way.
You know, I'm going to tell you what he said about it.
Mm-hmm.
He said that when we got the diagnosis at Mount Sinai, he said, she stopped me, put her hand on my arm, and she said to me, I want you to go on. He said, I'm not doing anything we didn't discuss. And he said, the other side of the coin is the person that I'm now involved with is white. The racial innuendo is devastating.
I do believe that B probably told him, yo,
keep it moving. Like, you know, don't stop your life just because mine is at a halt, you know? And he's taking care of her. Like, he's a primary caregiver. That's very honorable to me, a caretaker.
It's a hard situation.
If she has dementia, Alzheimer's, does she remember saying that? Was that a real conversation, or is she just saying
that? He could be just saying that.
Things my mother-in-law says, she just says she doesn't know what she's saying at times, so who knows? But my whole thing is B. Smith created, that's her business. Yes, he helped, but, you know, she was the breadwinner. She was the one that brought in the bucks and was the fashion and did the restaurant. That's her bread.
I also think it's just tacky to put this out there like that.
But the fact that, you know, you're taking pictures with the three of them and they're smiling, she doesn't know what's going on. The fact that she's living in the house.
How much do we know she's not? How do we know for sure she don't know what's going on?
She has Alzheimer's.
So when you have Alzheimer's, you don't remember nothing at all?
It
zero?
It depends. Like, my mother-in-law has no short-term memory. She has long-term memory. She remembers some
she
of the stuff
She doesn't recognize
past,
her husband.
But she doesn't remember
anything. That's what they're saying. B. Smith doesn't recognize her husband.
So she don't even know she's getting cheated on.
That doesn't make it right, bro.
What are you talking about?
That's making right.
I'm just saying.
I hate you.
Y'all, I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, what is he supposed to do? Just take care of her for the rest of his life and just.
But
like,
some people are different. That's how I feel. My wife, I asked Gia last night. I even asked my daughter. We were talking about it. She's 17. And they both agree with B. Smith. Like, you got to move on. They think it's okay. Like,
I agree.
Not B. Smith, the husband.
It's like, kind of like if you got,
move on.
It's kind of like if you got another. I don't want to say if you got somebody in prison, but that is kind of the same thing. Like, yeah, the person's in prison for the rest of their life. Like, what I'm supposed to just. Like, stay committed to them. Like, and he is committed to her. He's their primary caretaker. I don't know what more you want from the man.
He did a Facebook post where he said, no matter how much you've learned or been exposed to Alzheimer's and dementia, when the person you've been married to for what is closing in on 3 decades calls you daddy, and it ain't a term of endearment, but the actual belief that you are her father, it takes you to your very core.
And yeah, I can't judge that, man.
And I know it's difficult, right? And I, before we take a call, I'll just tell you, every year we go on vacations and I take my mother-in-law, and people always ask, why do you take her? Because she don't remember anyway. Like, you know, we go to Dubai, we go to Maldives, Florida, wherever. They say she don't remember. On the way back from Dubai, we were on the plane and I guess the air pressure messed with her a little bit. So she woke up and she said, oh, I got to go to work. So my wife was like, Mom, no, you don't have to go to work. She didn't even know who my wife was. She was like, who are you? And Gia broke down in tears like, damn, my mom doesn't know who I am. Mm. And the crazy part, when she seen me, she knew who I was. So yes, I know it's hurt. I know it's painful, but those are the moments that we got to remember, damn, my mom did everything for me. I don't want to disrespect her and do anything that she would necessarily want when she was fine.
I think some people might feel like that, and some people might feel like they can't handle it and handle it the way... I mean, I don't know.
That could drive you crazy.
I haven't had to deal
with that.
Imagine
being B. Smith's husband's name.
Dan Gatsby.
Imagine if Dan was in this house with his wife all the time dealing with that. That could drive him crazy. So I'm telling you, this other woman that's probably keeping him company is probably just keeping him... mentally healthy.
Right, well, let's go to the phones. Calvin, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What do you think, Calvin?
Just like I spoke this morning, I'd seen that interview 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is that what he was saying, I mean, you can't say he was lying or not, but he stated that him and his wife came to an agreement about that.
Right.
About him living with the woman.
So she told him to go on, move on with your life.
Right. So if that's true, why is everybody making a big deal about it? That's his life, not everyone else's life. See, what the problem with society is that we are too weak-minded. We just jump on a bandwagon and call it for what it was. And it's not always the case. Everybody has their own way of thinking, so we can't think for other people.
Right.
All right, thank you. And that's what we do. We're just giving our own opinions and how we feel and what
we
say
he would never, ever, ever allow something like that.
I wouldn't do it.
I'm saying I have no idea what I would do.
And my wife told me she would want me to move on. It's just, you know, different opinions. Let's take your phone calls. 800-585-1051. We're taking your calls. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about B. Smith. Now, just explain to the people who B. Smith is if they just joined us.
She's a style and fashion guru, a restaurateur, and she also has Alzheimer's. And her husband, Dan Gatsby, is her caretaker. And he also has a girlfriend that he's moved into the home with them.
Maybe the move into the home thing is what's
bothering me. That's
what
I'm saying. That might be. Let me ask y'all something. Let's just say
pictures with each other.
It was the other way around. What would you want your wife to do? If that you guys ended up having Alzheimer's, would you want your wife to move on and live her life as well, but also take care of you?
Yes,
or would you want her to only take care of you?
No, that's not fair. You know what I'm saying? Like you said earlier when you read the statistics about how people who be caring for people with Alzheimer's, it usually affects them.
Yeah, they end up dying before. 70% of people end up dying before the actual Alzheimer's patient.
Yes, man. You gotta, I wouldn't want her to just stop her life.
What would you tell Gia, Envy?
I mean, we talked about it last night.
So
I
was you would
like,
tell her?
I told her no. And I did.
That guy is crazy.
I did.
I said,
if that's the case, put me in a home. I don't want to be there and the guy's walking me to the bathroom saying that's why I knocked off your wife last night. Like
you wouldn't even know it.
I wouldn't know it.
Listen, I get exactly why you feel that way.
And he's like, I smacked your ass and I smacked your wife's ass last night. Like, I don't know.
Smacked your ass.
I get exactly why you would feel that way, and that's exactly why I can't judge that man, Dan, because I don't know what I would do in that situation. I just know that he's taking care of her, he's living with her, and that's very honorable.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Leah.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think, Leah?
I think it's very disrespectful that he has the girlfriend living in the house with them, because he was on some TV show with the girlfriend, and they go out to eat with each other and everything, and they take the wife with him.
And they take pictures with each other. It just seems odd, man.
Yeah.
And he does.
All right.
But he's also trying to start this conversation now.
I'm going to tell y'all something else that we do in this era that's so stupid.
What's that?
That man told us exactly what happened. He said the wife said that she's okay with it. We on this radio saying, how we know the wife said that? How we know the wife knows what she was talking about? Well, if the wife said that and told him that, then we got to accept that.
We can still have an opinion on what we think, though.
Right.
Hello, who's this?
Just Tito.
Tito, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
What's up,
Charlamagne? What's up, Andrew?
What's up, bro?
What do you think about B. Smith in this situation, bro?
Man, check it out. For one, I'm married. When I made my vows, it was between me, God, and my wife. It wasn't no third person involved except for the pastor that did our service. He's going to have to deal with that at one point in life if he's a God-fearing man. Bottom line, there's no in-between and there's no secondhand or anything else to that.
I mean, I see what you're saying, but, you know, to be honest, we all break, you know, some type of thing that's in the Bible or some type of act.
Yeah, but I don't see what the man is doing wrong.
Nobody's perfect, but...
Correct.
He is still married. Right,
nobody perfect, but this is the thing. He made his vows with his wife.
Correct.
Until death do us part. They didn't say until I get sick or until my health is bad or anything of that nature.
That's interesting that you say that, because divine...
Understand it, and then go.
His wife told him to move on.
But you know what? We talked about this with Devine Franklin on Lip Service, and
he too
is a God-fearing man, and he had the same thing to say. Like, those are your vows.
Right.
And so he would honor them. But he did say that he's not there to judge anybody else's situation, only to speak on himself.
Yeah, and if the wife tells you to move on, then what? Is that an amendment of the vows? If the wife says, look, I'm in this situation, all I need you to do is hold me down, take care of me, but yo, move on with your life.
Envy said he wouldn't move on.
But do you think his wife would be cool with him moving in another female in the house?
I mean,
you think his wife would be cool with them going out to dinner and taking pictures?
I don't know.
It almost feels like you just propping her up and just be like smiling. She's just smiling because she has no idea what's going on.
It looks to me like he loves his wife still and he's taking care of his wife.
But I think it is an important conversation because there are so many people that are having to deal with somebody in their family or a loved one that has Alzheimer's. So these are important conversations for people to have because this is what life is.
Right.
You know, and it does disproportionately affect African Americans as well. So
what if you dealing with somebody who got Alzheimer's? And, you know, like, say you and that person had a favorite group and y'all went to every concert together every time they came in town. But the person had Alzheimer's, would you stay home from the concert or would you take the person with Alzheimer's with you?
I would take the person with Alzheimer's to the concert. Just like I take my mother-in-law to all those places I go when we go on vacation. And I know she ain't gonna remember it the next day. But I spent all that money to take her because it's I love the fact that she can live in the now.
What if it was Valentine's Day? And you had a new Valentine.
Stop making stuff up.
You had a new Valentine, but the concert was the same night. So would you take your old bae and your new Valentine to the concert? Knowing that your old bae really loved this group.
Evie's not doing none of this, so I don't know
There's no new bae. I'm taking my wife to the concert.
Okay.
All right. 800-585-1051. Taking your calls. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you just joined us, we're talking about B. Smith. And you just explain to people who just joined us what we're talking about. You all right over there? You want some water?
Are you dying?
Bear with you.
Are you dying?
Just give me a second. Let's start that over.
The nuts went down the wrong. Went down the throat wrong.
I'm glad y'all don't care I'm dying. The show must go on.
We asked if you wanted some water, damn.
Yee, this is a great night. Now that we're on the topic, Yee. If you was to die, Yee, we would still have to come to work.
I would want y'all to get a new co-host.
It would give us a couple days to grieve, but then we would still have to come to work, Yee.
And we would do a nice mini mix.
By the way, Yee, we might have somebody else sitting there while we still playing Breakfast Club drops with Angela Yee in
them. It's okay.
Okay, it's 9 years of Imogen. It's going to take a long time.
Go on without me.
To replace all of them.
Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about B. Smith. Now, B. Smith, she had a couple of restaurants. She was big in
fashion. She's a restaurateur. She's a style icon. And that's she still is married to Dan Gatsby for 26 years. But she has Alzheimer's. And he has a new girlfriend. And the girlfriend does live in the house with them, even though he is her caretaker. She helps out, too.
Right. So we're just taking your calls. We have Kara on the line. Kara, good morning.
Hey, it's Tara.
Hey, what's up, Mom? I'm sorry. What do you think?
I actually think it's completely disrespectful. I mean, you are taking vows in front of the Lord, and it's committing adultery. Like, it's, you can't do that.
So even if she told him to move on, it's still adultery?
I don't think she did.
How y'all gonna test CJ? Talking about, once again, this is my only problem with era. What? This man told us what his wife said, and we're saying, I don't think she said that. Was you there?
Well, she can have an opinion, bro.
No, you gotta stop doing this.
Maybe I need to read the book they wrote together when she first got diagnosed.
Margarita!
Yes.
Hey, Margarita.
It's Marquita.
Oh, Marquita. I was close.
Envy wants a drink.
Yes, what do you think? Too. What do you think, Marquita?
I think it's very, very trifling. Like you said, she sacrificed a lot within those 20 years to try to make money and make their life better, probably generational wealth. And it's just nasty. Like, wait till she passed.
That could be 20 years from now.
Well.
And he also was successful. It wasn't like he was living off her money.
It doesn't matter. If you want a girlfriend, have a girlfriend on the side. But don't move no woman into your wife's house. Because if she was in her right mind, he wouldn't do it.
See, now that's the part I think that's disturbing.
Absolutely. Now you want to do that?
Thank you.
Because he was going to do what he was going to do anyway. But moving her in the house is next level.
I can't judge that man. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us. And a lot of our listeners, we up in age. So we're going to find out soon enough if you would stay with your woman or man with Alzheimer's, okay?
Eric, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
What's up, bro?
Charlamagne.
What's up, your opinion? Bradley?
Morning.
Honestly, man, I kind of agree with Charlamagne, man. I mean, you can't really judge from looking from the outside in. So until I go through that situation, I can't really say what I would do. But, I mean, like, moving in the girlfriend, it is kind of like a gray area to me. But whatever works for him. If you're going to keep him happy, then I say do what you want to do.
You know what I think, too? I think about, like, if that happened to one of my parents, I would want my other parents to be happy, too. So I can't say that I would want my mom or my dad.
Why are you choking you?
I told you. I've been choking all morning.
Hey, we have to bring in another woman right now. you may still be with us, but I don't know if she's with us. All right?
She might be with us, but I don't know if she can talk.
Jesus Christ.
But I do feel like when this does affect you personally, people have their own personal stories.
Right.
You know, watching, like, a parent have to deal with another parent who had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
You know, and like if Gia's father had to still deal with the mom, with her mother, then I'm sure she would want her father to be happy and not always have to be a caregiver and not have his own happiness because it is stressful.
Right, and Charlamagne made up a good point, man.
He made up one?
Yeah, he made a good point. We all getting old, and I'm forgetting a lot right now, so I don't know if I'm going down that line. I want to make sure that my wife takes care of me.
Well, you see, I've been choking all morning.
I don't bring nobody in the house. So what's the brother's story?
At least we have you on record, okay? Since y'all don't believe B. Smith, since y'all don't believe Dan.
Yeah, both
Dan
of y'all on record.
When Dan say B. Smith said it, y'all don't believe him. We've heard Envy say he don't want no other man in his house.
No!
Okay?
So and we've heard Charlamagne say it's okay with him. He would want his wife to move on.
I don't see why I would hold her hostage like that. I mean, of course, I would want her to take care of me, but I want her to move on with her life.
I can't wait to see the
picture
with Charlamagne. A white guy.
My wife wouldn't do that because my wife ain't on. She ain't on social media like that. She don't do that.
You know what though? I want to say something. I had an Uber driver when I was in Detroit, and he was telling me he was having an issue with his wife and taking care of her, and they were together forever, and he loves her. But he was like, "I'm ready to just like live my life a little. Is that wrong that I want to be?" That's why he was driving Uber, just because he wanted to get out of the house. He was 70 years old, and he was like, "I want to like get on these dating apps and go on some dates. You think that's wrong?"
I don't know. All right, well, do we have a moral to the story, guys?
I mean, I'm not really invested in this topic like that. I mean, I don't have an opinion on it either way. I don't feel like this is something I can really, truly have an opinion on because I don't know what I would do in that situation. That's something that's really kind of out of the realm of my understanding.
I think everybody has their own opinion on if that was you, what you would do. But until it happens, who knows?
All right, well, we got rumors on the way.
Okay, well, let's talk about FN words. I can't even say this.
No, you can't say it.
But there's a new song out, and it is T.I., and he has some issues. And the issue he has is with people like Floyd Mayweather.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Floyd Mayweather.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, Floyd Mayweather had said some things about Gucci that made T.I. and a lot of people upset. But
What the hell?
Oh, wait. You know what? This might be my thing. But anyway, here is the original comments from Floyd Mayweather about Gucci.
What controversy? I don't got nothing against nobody. And my thing is this. I like to live life and do what I like to do. I'm not no follower. I do what the I want to do.
Right.
Because everybody say wear this or don't wear this. I'm wearing what the I want to wear. I'm about to go in the Gucci. You said they're going to be upset with me?
Right, they are.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, when everybody else, they say, everybody going to boycott. I say, guess what? Well, this boy going to get on the yacht.
This boy going to get on the yacht. That's right, boy. You get on that goddamn boat and you go back to where you came from now.
Well,
okay, boy?
This prompted T.I. to put out a song and it's called FN-word. He said it's an N-word who isn't about any of the ish he or she claims to be, term used in the South, someone you don't like or who isn't solid, one that goes against his people and against code, a person who does ignorant ish and deserves to get dealt with accordingly for this stupidity and or bitchness.
That's very telling of Floyd, though. That boy willing to get on the boat. We ain't even had to force him on.
All right, well, here's what T.I.'s song sounds like.
I ain't made as much as you have. Purses you grab could feed some countries out in Africa. You just go buy a lamb, a Bugatti, or something else that depreciate when you drive it off the lot and holler. Hell, forget, I chain this up. The greatest reward comes with some obligation. You owe the generation after you, since they gon' live in the world that you made. Now, where your gratitude? You act like one no more poor people struggling after you. Yeah, you were delayed. You can be trash. You would have never got big as you is if the folk in the hood was supporting your ass. See them same people that taking the stand. Give you the chance, you showing your ass.
Drop on the clues bombs for T.I.
T.I. killed that.
T.I. killed that.
He connected with Floyd Mayweather again. He punched him before, he punched him again just now.
Yeah, he don't like no Floyd. Now, here's some more of the F and we're song by T.I.
Man, all of them prophets, man. How many scholarships? How many property did you donate to the people in poverty? Man, I bet if any, it's not enough probably. Made it equivalent to hitting the lottery. Selfishness makes you a target for robbery. Could it be possibly you don't know people is starving and dying? It did shit out on your mind. What is you thinking about it? Cause you make it that don't mean straight on the people who trying to be equal. Every day fighting oppression and you just gonna side with the evil. Man, when did you care about? Did you not hear about black women missing? We don't know they where about. See, that what you should be calling the mayor about. All for whatever's a fair amount. It's a water crisis, I'm Flint. And ain't you from Michigan? Where's your empathy? Again, I promise you, I see the bitch in these niggas.
Listen, I love the record, but here's the thing. We all have to stop worrying about who's not down with the cause. You got to know the situation. God told Noah to build the ark, told him, tell people it's going to flood. They didn't listen. Noah didn't stop what he was doing to call out people who didn't believe. He just kept building. That's what we got to do when it comes to people like Floyd. I don't give a damn if he's not down with the boycott. The people who are boycotting are stronger than him.
Now, yeah, but that's a little personal between them two, though. But, you know, but that record is crazy. I agree with you, though.
Floyd responded. He said, in light of the most current boycott and digital outrage, I wanted to take the time to address a couple of issues
I myself have
trouble wrapping my mind around. For instance, why would we as a people...
I know he ain't right there.
Listen, we got to get both sides. No. Relax. Why would we as a people agree to a temporary boycott of Gucci for merely 3 months if it was done cause so much strife? Why wouldn't we agree to a permanent boycott of Gucci as well as all the other merchandise that fall under the caring ownership like YSL, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, and more? I'll tell you why. It's because in this day, celebrities and failing artists pick and choose the hottest trending topic as a means of trying to seek attention. And then he says, these people are playing hopscotch. First, they're supposedly boycotting the NFL, but as soon as the Super Bowl come around, they were either at the game watching it on TV or throwing Super Bowl parties. Last week it was R. Kelly. This week it's Gucci. People boycott for trend, but turn around and still shop at H&M and watch the NFL.
I can't even take it serious because Floyd didn't write it.
You don't know that.
I know he didn't write
it. How
that.
You know?
It was too well written. That's how I know. Floyd didn't write that.
We can't say that he didn't write
that. I know Floyd
that.
Didn't write it.
Why? How you know Floyd can't write it?
Floyd didn't write it.
Because you know who wrote it?
Yes.
Who?
I'm not saying, but
yeah,
I know.
Get out of here.
I'll show y'all.
Show me.
I'll show y'all. If you pay attention, she told y'all. But I'm going to shut up. Let me shut up, right? See, I talk too damn much. That's my problem.
All right. And Jeannie Mai says that she was low-key abusing herself with her eating disorder. She, said that the idea of being skinny became something that was most appealing.
Jeannie Mai from The Real?
Yes.
Okay.
She said, even if you watch The Real from season 1 to season 4, I was always 100 pounds. I started to really work hard to stay petite and to not gain weight and to stay sample size. But then she said she saw herself looking weak. She said, I like to picture myself as a strong, resilient, capable woman. And that's not who I saw in that picture. She saw a picture where she had pointy knees and shoulders. So she put on 20 pounds now. She looks great. And she posted a before and after photo of herself a few months ago, explaining her new view on her body image. She said, I realize I've been through so much ish mentally and emotionally. Why the hell should my body be forced to suffer from my over-controlling ways too?
There you go. Jeezy took her to his auntie house.
Well,
there's some soul food.
Get some of them yams.
In fairness, it was back in May that she had posted the before and after pictures and had gained that 20 pounds. So, you know, congratulations to her for realizing that she had an issue with her image and fixing that and being more strong.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I just want to give a little public service announcement to all the people that are celebrating National Side Chick Day, man. I just want to save you from yourself. Let's discuss.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Head to eBay this winter and make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee. Plus, free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, it's happening on eBay.
Get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. To the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 15th is everyone out there that is celebrating National Side Chick Day. Guys, listen, first of all, grow up. Okay, black men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat, all right? Mm-hmm. I repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Black men don't cheat.
Not on Black Ink Chicago.
I threepeat. Black men don't cheat. And I hate when women hear that and speak against it, because the same way I told you yesterday, you have to speak the things you want in your life into fruition. It's the exact same thing with this. The narrative is not going to change unless we change it, guys. Okay, I'm going on 2 years and 4 months of being side chick free. Round of applause to me, please. Round of applause. Okay, I know, we're not supposed to get applause and props for what we are supposed to be doing, but I am proud of myself. And let me tell you something, when I made the decision to be a faithful man and not make the same mistakes I saw so many men make, including my father, when I made the decision to say, you know, my father and mother got a divorce 20 years ago because of his infidelity, and I saw how that affected my family, so me, I want to be better. So I made a choice, a decision to be better, and better is what I am. Okay, now today is National Side Chick Day. And anybody who is participating in this farce of a holiday is a devil damn fool. Why would you cheat on a day that everybody knows about? Why would you cheat on a day where everybody knows you're supposed to cheat? Okay, your wife knows it's National Side Chick Day. Your girlfriend knows it's National Side Chick Day. Side chicks know it's National Side Chick Day. So the easiest way to get caught is today. Now, for all the non-black men who just have to cheat, always remember to cheat and not get caught is the method. Okay, the cheating is not what hurts your woman's feelings. It's the getting caught. What your woman doesn't know about won't hurt her. Mm. Ask B. Smith's husband, Dan. The moral of the story is no day is a good day to cheat, but especially on National Side Chick Day. Your woman already knows the play. You're going to get caught. And if you do decide that you still have to partake in this holiday and you ruin your life because of it, you deserve whatever bad comes your way. Please give everybody participating in National Side Chick Day the sweet sounds of the Hamiltons.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Now, are there any foolish men out there that are really participating in National Side Chick Day? Can't be, right?
Mm-mm.
I would not.
That'd be silly.
It'd be foolish, right?
Dumb. Dumb.
And it is All-Star Weekend.
What's that mean?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. What's that mean? Put me
it
on.
It is All-Star Weekend.
What's that mean?
People probably all going to Charlotte creeping with their little side bae.
Because she going with her girls, you going with your boys.
Let's open up the phone lines.
Hook up when you get there.
Y'all can remain anonymous.
You want to play a deadly game this morning,
huh? We're going to remain anonymous.
Oh, you think we don't know our man's voice?
You better change your voice.
Yeah, just call up here like this.
Call up there like this. Yo,
call anonymous if you want.
I'm not lying. I mean, listen, some people might be struggling.
Oh, they just don't care.
Some people might be struggling with infidelity. You know what I'm saying? Some people might have not let those negative things in their life go yet. So they still may be struggling. So they may need a little encouragement from us to let them know today, my brother, do not participate in National Side Chick Day. Be a faithful black man. Not a faithful black man. Black men don't cheat. So a faithful man.
So what deadly game do you want to play this morning, bro?
Let's open the phone lines.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
Y'all can remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if there's any men still participating in this prehistoric, played out ass holiday called National Side Chick Day. Because I just can't believe that y'all still out here cheating in 2019.
All right. If you want to play this deadly game.
Let's talk about it.
800-585-1051.
You can remain anonymous.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. Y'all want to play this deadly game with Charlamagne? Go ahead. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne came up with this deadly game that I don't know.
It's not a game.
It's like a side chick day all morning today for y'all.
Yo, it's National Side Chick Day. And, you know, I don't even understand why there is still a National Side Chick Day, because I am a faithful black man. I am part of the faithful black male community. But it is some guys who still have to partake in this thing called cheating. But why would you do it on National Side Chick Day, the day that everybody knows is for your side chick? Why would you risk this? Why?
Not too bright. Why would you have a side chick at all?
So I agree.
I mean, I don't know why you would want to play this deadly game. I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, flowers, roses, chocolate is a lot cheaper on the day after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, my dad would say that.
Yeah, but you don't buy that for your side chick, though.
But what would you buy for your side chick, Charlamagne?
Nothing. She already getting my most valuable thing, which is time. You know what I'm saying? She know I got a whole family. You know what I'm saying?
Who is she?
She taking, I'm just speaking in general. She's taking valuable time away from my wife and kids.
Well, we got Nick on the line. Nick is participating in National Side Chick Day.
Brilliant, Nick.
Yeah, I feel
he
like
he gave his name and everything.
Nick, you dumb. You should have remained anonymous. That's how. Not only do I know you're dumb because you didn't remain anonymous, you're dumb because you're participating in National Side Chick Day. Why?
No, I'm not participating. I said we need to find some kind of funding to find out what about mental health, right? Because I feel like.
Are you on the treadmill?
Yeah, I just run it.
Okay.
I feel like men have this mental health issue where we feel like we have to cheat.
He got caught cheating.
Oh.
But I've been faithful for a couple of years now. Everything been good. I feel like free. But for some reason, I still get that craving.
It's fine. That's an urge. You're not wrong having the urge.
Right here, crackhead.
Just don't feed the urge. Yeah, don't feed the urge, that's brother. All.
Keep fighting.
You know what it is with men? Men, we only cheat because it boosts our ego. It's an ego boost. So you just got to find other things to boost your ego, and nothing boosts your ego like being a great husband and a great father.
There you go. Hello, who's this?
This is Tara from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Hey, now, am I getting this correct? You wish your man would indulge in side chick day?
And the side chick day.
Oh, okay. More like a, I wish he would.
Oh, that more like I wish he would.
You know, I wish a nigga would play me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that wish. You know.
The wish factor.
I wish he would. Charlamagne, congrats to you. But where did you make that up, side chick day?
Oh, no, National Side Chick Day been going on for a long time, but it's always the day after Valentine's Day because, you know, you can't, it's either the day before Valentine's or the day after. Like, you can't be with your side chick on Valentine's. So you either with her on the Wednesday or the third or the Friday.
But thank you, Mama.
The day before, the day after.
We got Travis on the line. Now, Travis, good morning.
Good morning, DJ Avery.
Don't talk to me like that because you're indulging in Side Chick Day. I don't know you. I don't want to be around you.
And your dumb ass didn't even remain anonymous.
Well, listen to Charlamagne the Donkey. Charlamagne, first off, I don't know how you say that you're faithful, but if someone has Alzheimer's, you're going to go ahead and cheat on them. That doesn't make any sense.
I didn't say that.
I heard that.
I never said that. That's not what I said.
I think I heard that.
That's not what I said.
So you're contradicting yourself, right?
I never said that, you head.
But Travis, Travis, this is about you, Travis. And no cursing, Charlamagne.
I'm sorry.
How many times have we told you this?
You can't call somebody a D-head.
Go ahead, Travis. Are you indulging in side chick day?
He got so mad.
No, I don't do the side chick day, but I wanted to chime in. I used to be like that, just like Charlamagne. But, you know, once you start getting old, you start getting more responsible. You're like, nah, it's not even worth it. You don't even like doing it.
There you go. That's the smartest thing you said on this phone call thus far.
I don't know. You said a lot of smart things.
Okay, I don't think he likes you. I don't think he likes you.
He loves me. He's one of those people that hates me so much he loves me.
He loves you.
Nah, I don't think so. But anyway, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne has coined this day National Side Chick Day.
No, I didn't coin it this day. That is a fact. Valentine's Day, National Side Chick Day is either the day before or the day after because you can't be with your side chick on Valentine's. So most people be with their side chick the day after, which I think is so stupid because why would you want to be with your side chick on a day where everybody knows you're probably with your side chick?
The worst betrayal is that your woman is on a high. Y'all had a great day yesterday. Everything was fantastic. I love him so much. And then bang.
Bang, bang,
All right. We're taking your calls right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne has coined this day National Side Chick Day.
Stop saying Charlamagne coined it.
You're the one saying it.
No, this has been going on for years. The day before or the day after Valentine's Day is National Side Chick Day. That's a fact, because you can't be with your side chick on Valentine's. So a lot of these dumbass dudes be with their side chicks on the day after. And what I think is so weird is, number one, men still cheating at all, okay? And number two, why would you be with your side chick on a day when everybody knows you're probably with your side chick? Everything you tell your girl today sounds like a goddamn lie.
So what day should they do it?
They shouldn't do it at all.
Okay.
But especially not today.
Well, we have someone in the line that's actually indulging in side chick day. What's
Lord
your name,
have
sir?
Mercy.
Keon.
That sounds like a fake name. Smart. Smart move.
Keon.
Nah. That's my real name.
You're a fool. So what are you doing today for National Side Chick Day, sir?
Honestly, I lost my job back like around November.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a girl. We've been together for a minute. But we were going through a rough time, and I honestly reached out, and one of my exes helped me out. And, you know, after she helped me out, I really just cut contact with her. But today I plan on like sending her some flowers and then blocking her again, because,
oh my gosh,
you know, real black men don't cheat.
That's, yeah, you
so
go.
Why are you even gonna send her flowers, man?
This guy's crazy.
He sent a side chick flowers?
I told my girl that I did it, though. Like, I didn't hide it from her. I told her.
Hey, how old are you, sir?
I don't understand the point of that.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah, when I was 30, I was being dumb and still, like, cheating and telling my girl about my infidelities as if that makes it any more honorable. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't. I didn't go behind her back. I told her before.
I cheated to her face. You're
goodbye,
very
sir.
Honorable.
Goodbye, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Cheating your face.
Goodbye, sir. Goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ.
Nate.
Yo, what's going on with you?
Nate, so you're indulging in National Side Chick Day, Nate?
Yeah, man, for sure, man.
For sure.
Why, Nate?
For sure, man.
Man, because she going to participate on the other side, you know?
It's, how do you know?
Because, man, people going to do what they want to do, man.
Boy, y'all some negative Nancys.
Sheesh.
It ain't even about being negative. You know, it's just living life, man.
Sounds pretty negative.
No, it's not. Listen, man, I keep telling y'all, in life, the things that you want to happen, you got to constantly think about. The things that you don't want to happen, you don't think about it at all. Why would you project that kind of negativity and just say you going to cheat, your girl going to cheat? What's the point of y'all being together then?
Let me tell you why, Charlotte. Look, I'm 21, man. I'm in college. I done seen dudes get a whole lot of dirt done to them. So I'm just saying, you know, it's a lot of love being given, so, you know, I might as well spread the love to her, to the man, to the side.
In your defense, you are 21, you're in college, everybody goes through their whole phase
you're
in college.
Jaded.
Most women go through their whole phase in college. Most guys go through their whole phase in college, so it's a little different for you. So, yes, call me back in 4 years. We'll still be here.
All right, that's a bet, man. Thank y'all. I love
all right.
You.
My goodness. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, black men don't cheat.
Cheaters never win.
Yes.
There you go.
And
yeah.
Cheaters never prosper either. That is a fact, though. You think I'm BSing,
so
man? I have never seen one man who had a wife, a good wife, and cheated on his wife, and their life became better.
Nope.
The worst things happened to them. I've seen it happen with my father.
Tiger Woods.
I've seen it happen. Tiger Woods. I'm serious, man.
Tiger.
Honor those vows, bro. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I'm not even joking with you. The last 2 years and 4 months of my life, I have made more money than I've ever made. I've been more just happy.
Happy.
You know what I'm saying? I took the time to start doing the work on myself and
absolutely
start going to therapy.
The work in the relationship.
The work in the relationship. I'm
absolutely
telling you, man, you will live such a much better life when you live a faithful life with your wife. I promise you.
All right. Well, let me say good morning to my wife right now, because I just want to. Good morning, baby. I love you. Last night was amazing.
I love you too, boo.
Wait, what?
Don't do that.
What? I'm talking to you.
I know you're talking to me. I know who you're talking to. I know who you love. This guy kinky. I'm going to human resources after this, too. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Well, yeah. Would y'all be down for another fire festival?
Would I?
Is Ja Rule? Is Ja Rule
there? As long as Ja's there, I'm there.
Charlamagne has a Ja Rule t-shirt
okay
on.
Okay.
I thought you was going to have get an Andy King t-shirt.
I'm working on my
Andy
got
to be the first person you call to head up this whole production. All right, but we'll tell you what Ja Rule's planning for the future.
All right, and happy birthday to Chloe. Her mom just hit me on DM and said their baby turned 8 today. Her mom and dad, actually. So happy birthday,
Chloe.
Happy birthday to Omarosa Manigo, too. It's Black History Month. What would it be if we didn't celebrate her?
All right, there you go. It's the Breakfast Club.
Shut up. I'm playing.
I know. I'm like, what?
Okay. I said, okay.
It is our birthday, though.
I just want to tell everybody out there, good morning, we are the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, my co-host, is a bird.
What'd he do?
He just got so excited. Why? You know when you get a package in the mail and you're just so excited? He opened up this package, right? Show him what you got. Show him what you got.
He did the old man dance. Show him what you got.
He did the old man dance. I've never seen another man get happy about another man like this before.
I got two things. I have this. All right.
Ja Rule.
This is a Ja Rule fire
t-shirt. Yep.
Salute fire. Salute to my homie Vashti.
He didn't get that excited about that one. He was just like, yes, I got that. But
Vashti,
this one right
Vashti
here?
Connected me with this plug.
But this one?
I told y'all last week on the air, this is what I wanted. Okay? And you know how on social media they say what you asked for versus what you got?
Correct.
Oh, no. What I asked for, I got.
It's a picture of Andy King. If you've seen the Fire documentary, Andy King was asked to give fellatio for some water. So Charlamagne has a t-shirt and it says Firehead. Well, it doesn't say fire. It's
fire.
Because I said on the air, I said I wanted a picture that said fire at the top. And then it had Andy's just head floating. So therefore...
Firehead.
As my man Lil Duval say, Firehead. Okay?
You are a bird.
And Andy wearing a crown.
Well, can we get into the rumors, please?
Because he is the BJ King.
He's a
let's
bird,
get into
man.
The rumors, because we'll start with Ja Rule.
All right, let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Ja Rule was outside of the airport. He was at LAX, and TMZ caught up with him. And, you know, he has launched his own app that's kind of just like what Fire was. Here's what he said.
In the midst of chaos, there's opportunity. You know, I got my new platform.
I saw that.
Rebranded and rebuilt, and it's an amazing platform, and it's for artists. It is the most iconic festival that never was. So
you could
I have plans to create the iconic music fest. But you ain't hear it from me.
Oh.
All right, so a new platform, Fire 2.0 is what
now,
it sounds
now let
like.
Let me just say this,
icon.
Right? Not for nothing, right? Mm-hmm. It could have been a dope concert if it was done right.
Well,
if it was done right,
you know what? The app
it could have been done.
Working fine. They were doing that fine, booking.
They got the people. They sold out. They just didn't have anything else. But it could have been done amazingly to rich people. But
let me tell you something. I love Ja Rule. And
we know.
I appreciate Ja Rule.
Who you love better, Ja Rule or Andy King?
Shut up. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't gonna work, Ja. With that iconic music festival is not gonna work for you, okay?
Well, I don't know if he's doing a music festival or just relaunching the booking.
Ja Rule name and festival is not gonna work, okay? It's not. You got two bad commercials for the festival that you just tried to put on.
He
on
could
Netflix
be a solid partner.
But truthfully,
don't you
people
start.
Are gonna buy tickets to the festival.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Yes,
no,
they
not.
Are.
No, they
let
are
me
not.
Tell you something. When the fire thing didn't work out, people were ready to go next year. They
Angela
didn't even want to refund.
Who was ready?
Did you see the fire documentary?
Yes. No.
On Netflix and Hulu?
Let me tell you something. On their website after that, they had a poll, and they asked people, do you want a refund? Yes. They said, or do you want to put that money toward next year where we're going to do the festival again? And more people wanted to put the money toward the festival
next year. That was before those
year.
Documentaries. That was before those documentaries. Those documentaries killed it. Ja Rule cannot be the face of no festival. Neither can Andy might.
Andy could be the
you
face.
You know people just want to
be
involved.
Andy
could
be the head man in charge.
People
Andy
just
want
to be involved.
We might show up to Andy's festival. But Ja Rule and Billy, nah, they dead out here with
Andy,
that.
You know
I didn't
things
say
are
Billy,
because
Billy's in jail.
Oh,
well,
Ja Rule. Now, Ja can't be the face of the festival, no.
I'm with you.
Now, he was performing,
getting
yes.
the water, Charlamagne. That was in the festival.
Get the water, Charlamagne.
Get in the water.
No, you should say, go get the water, Charlamagne. Make sure the water gets delivered.
All right. Now let's talk about 21 Savage. He was on Good Morning America today. And here's what he had to say about not wanting to reveal that he wasn't born in the United States.
I didn't know what a visa was. I was 7 when I first came here. I knew I wasn't born here, but I didn't know, like, what that meant as far as when I transitioned into an adult, how it was going to affect my life. I wasn't hiding it. But it's like, I didn't want to get deported, so I'm not finna just come out and be like, hey, by the way, I wasn't born here to world. I don't think the policy is broken. I feel like the way that they enforce the policy is broken.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. He goes on to talk about being in a detention center and what that was like.
I've been here 20 years, 19 years. I don't feel like you should be arrested and put in a place where a murderer would be for just being in the country for too long.
Tell us about what the detention center was like.
I was like in one room all day.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Do you have that concern now that you might be kicked out?
Yeah, but I feel like I done been through so much in my life, like I've learned to embrace the times when I'm down because they always build me up.
as I keep saying, sometimes, you know, God, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
What are you saying?
Well, let's let 21 Savage say it so you don't have to.
That's funny.
There are a lot of people who don't get a bond, who you left still back in the detention center. What's your message to them?
I feel your pain, and I'm going to do everything in my power to try and bring awareness to your pain.
Try this again.
There you go. That's what you were trying to say.
Things happen to you so God can work through you. And I already told y'all 21 Savage is going to be the face of illegal immigration the way Meek Mill is the face of prison reform.
All right. Now, Life Jennings posted some disturbing pictures on social media this morning. I saw that as soon as I walked in here. It's his arm all scratched up, and he said, I think it's safe to say she didn't like the gift. LOL, ish crazy. Then he posted another picture of himself scratched up and said, this is how my Valentine's Day went. SMH, you don't want to even see my neck. But trust me when I say never again. If you have Revolt, you can see.
Yeah, very, very reminiscent of Bow Wow's face.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Blackson plays too much, man.
Boy.
Michael Blackson leaves a comment. Damn, you and Bow Wow messing with the same chick. Like, he plays too much. This is serious. When a man gets assaulted, it's serious.
All right, now, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are engaged. Congratulations to them. That happened Valentine's Day, and they both just posted
Katy Perry, the singer?
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom. Why didn't they sound
familiar? The actor. You know Orlando Bloom.
You're
no,
black, right?
He's not black.
Who I'm thinking about?
I don't know.
You're thinking about Orlando, the other crazy Orlando.
Who's Orlando crazy Bloom? Orlando?
What's the crazy Orlando?
That's Raven, right?
Isn't there a crazy Orlando?
No, he's
that was
not
doing a video
that's
with
so
Raven.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's a crazy Orlando with
but that's
Raven.
Not who Orlando
Bro, I was like,
Bloom
wow, okay, yeah, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
No,
I was like,
no.
What?
But he's a crazy
did that
one,
happen?
Right?
Yeah.
That's not Raven. Who she's engaged to.
I swear, I thought that's what y'all was like, what? How did that happen and when and why?
Yes, no, not Orlando Bloom. He was in Lord of the Rings. You guys should know him from that.
Never watched that.
You do know. Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I think he wasn't I don't want to say the wrong movie, but I.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Pirates of the Caribbean.
They all had masks on and like face painting.
He was in Black Hawk Down, nope. Troy, The Three Musketeers.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
Nope.
He's pretty big.
I don't know none of the white people movies.
I do watch Black Hawk Down.
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Never watched it.
They had face paint on, though. It was Johnny. And hats and costumes.
Well, they're engaged, FYI.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, that's my man. I'm talking about.
Oh, now you know.
Nah, that's your man.
Get out of here.
Right here, do right here.
That's not Orlando Bloom. Oh, my
that's
God.
Orlando
I
Brown.
Yo, man, salute to Orlando Brown and Katy Perry for their engagement. Drop one cool bomb for Orlando.
All right,
you came
all right.
up, bro.
It's been a
that's
rough
enough.
Couple years for Orlando
You came
Brown.
Up, man. People's
People
called you crazy.
Talking about how Orlando Brown is crazy. He was out there eating Vaseline.
Up.
They was chasing him on camera.
He was eating Vaseline?
Anyway, that is your rumor report.
There you go. Right there. That's what that is. Orlando Brown.
Drop one cool bomb
from Orlando Brown. That's the only.
Katy Perry, they are engaged.
Woo! Orlando Bloom.
All right,
and
I'd like to see our brothers bounce back.
That's the rumor report, and I just want to give a thank you to AT&T. They just named me as a future maker on their Dreamin' Black 28 list, which is all about doing things for the community. And you can also be named on that list. Anybody can. So just use that hashtag Dreamin' Black on your social channels and talk about things you're doing to make a change. And you can be on that list too, and also win a trip to LA. Shout out to everybody that they've named on that list so far, like Vic Mensa, Kiki Palmer, Queen Latifah, Lena Waithe. A lot of people. Shout out to
y'all.
Drop
on the clues bombs for Angela.
Absolutely. You got to have AT&T for that list?
No, just hashtag Dreamin' Black. It'd be nice, though. My dad used to work for AT&T, and I have AT&T now.
All right. What's up, Papa E? All right, well, let's get into the People's Choice mix. Before we do, let's get on. Are we going to play Cardi B? Or we ain't playing Cardi B right now?
Somebody make me a meme.
I'll play Cardi B later.
Somebody make me a meme of Orlando Brown and Katy Perry
it's
engaged,
not true.
Too. Let's celebrate.
Revolt, we'll see you guys on Tuesday because Monday's President's Day. So I'm sure you play some replays, right? Maybe. We don't know what they're going to play. But anyway, the People's Choice mix is up next. You know, we throw it back on a Friday. Let's go.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women. The way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing.
This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's Black History Month. What are we doing?
Today is February 15th, and do you know who was born on February 15th? Omarosa Manigault. In honor of it being Omarosa Manigault's born day, let's celebrate this new Black History moment from a new Black History legend, my sister, Angela Rye. Do you remember when Omarosa got fired from the White House? Let me refresh your memory.
The Breakfast Club presents a new Black History Month legend.
I want to talk about the black vote, too. But, Brooke, I'm going to do what you can't do and what April and Simone are too good of people to do. And that's just going to be petty for a minute.
Oh, Angela.
We did it already on the podcast, April. But bye, honey. You have never represented the community. You are skin folk. We don't own you like Zora. Goodbye. Good riddance. Goodbye.
Deuces. Angela, ouch. Angela, you That's know it. I have I'm much done. Love for you, but you know what? I don't delight in anyone's demise.
That I'm not delighting in her demise. I wish her the best, but...
And that was another new Black History Month legend, courtesy of The Breakfast Club.
That was a great moment. Happy born day, Omarosa. Okay? All right, happy born day, Big O.
All right, now, when we come back, we got your positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget... The Breakfast Club will be in Charlotte for All-Star. We're all doing different things. I'll be out there today. I think I have 6 shows this whole weekend. I know Yee has a couple, and I know Charlamagne will be out there as well. So shout us a holla if you see us.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Mountain Dew NBA All-Star activation on Saturday during the day. I'm going to be doing, like, I don't know. It's a bunch of people that's going to be out there.
I don't know.
Like, the Migos is going to be out there. Russell Westbrook, Joel Embiid, my homie Asia Wilson from South Carolina. I'm there, man. Mountain Dew, NBA activation. I'll be there tomorrow in Charlotte.
All right.
Yes.
All right. And also, don't forget, me and my wife do an annual podcast live in February. So we're doing it Monday. It's President's Day. We have off. So if you're in the New York City area, you want to come on out. We do a podcast each and every February. We do it live at the Sony Hall. So hopefully we'll see you Monday night, all right? Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes. You know, today is Friday, and, you know, I go to therapy on Fridays, man, and it is a holiday weekend, so a lot of reflection happens on holiday weekends for whatever reason. So I just want to tell everybody out there that therapy is great, and our wounds are often the openings into the best and most beautiful part of us, okay? That's for everybody that's going to do some therapy today.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.